From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Carly Miller is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Developer Solitude Solar unveiled its plans to build a 6,300-panel community solar array on the closed Hunter landfill during the Huntertown Board meeting June 19th. Mike Finger, Solitude Solar Chief Operating Officer, said the proposed 2.3-megawatt project could power 500 to 700 homes within the Central Hudson region. Under the proposal, panels would be placed inside a 6-foot fence on concrete platforms placed at the top of a landfill. Finger said the platforms would not penetrate the dump's barrier or cap. The landfill is located on Highland Road in Tannersville and holds waste from Hunter and 5 other mountaintop towns. Solitude Solar is now negotiating the details of a 20-year lease with the town. Solitude Solar CEO Mark Richardson said the solar array would be owned by an as-yet-unidentified second company. Supervisor Darrell Legg said Hunter officials have struggled for 5 years to attract a solar company to invest in the landfill site in an effort to convert vacant land into town revenue. Hunter Planning Board Chairwoman Sarah Calori confirmed that Solitude Solar is pursuing site plan approval, an environmental review, and a stormwater discharge permit for construction activity, 2 standard assessments required by the DEC. A public hearing on the proposal will be held July 10th at Town Hall. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union on June 20th. Amtrak officials outlined some of the improvements underway at New York's Penn Station, which serves not only Amtrak, but New Jersey Transit and the Long Island Railroad as well. Among the improvements, refreshed restrooms, lactation suites for nursing mothers, and restoration of air conditioning in the station's concourse area. Planning is also underway for a new Amtrak ticketed waiting area and a refresh of the Club Excelsior Lounge. Stephen Gardner, Executive Vice President and Chief Commercial Officer at Amtrak, said in addition, Amtrak is seeking requests for proposals to improve the cramped platform areas. Amtrak trains from the Capital Region and other upstate areas were redirected to Grand Central Terminal beginning May 26 so that the Empire connection to Penn Station could be rehabilitated. Gardner said Amtrak plans to relaunch the Excelsior Express service with new train sets in 2021. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Some Hudson residents were without water June 20th following a water main break on Columbia Street near Front Street. A cap on the 10-inch water main let loose while crews were working to replace 500 feet of storm water and sewer pipes. Public Works Superintendent Rob Perry said, and I quote, "In most instances, a water main break is a crack or a small hole in the main. In this instance, there was a 10-inch spout, which resulted in an almost instant depressurization of the system," end quote. The break was first reported at 3:30 p.m. and repaired by 6:30 p.m., Perry said. The break caused Columbia Street between Front and Second to be closed to traffic. The block will remain closed through June 21st, perhaps longer. Perry said no water advisory is in effect, but city residents may experience some water discoloration. He said, and I quote, "If water has some discoloration, they should just run their tub or any faucet without a filter for a few minutes," end quote. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lombardo is reporting at Capitol Confidential. On the penultimate day of legislation session, the state Senate passed 4 privileged resolutions authorizing millions of dollars in discretionary spending. The spending resolutions were approved by a voice vote late June 19th, with at least 1 unidentified senator voicing opposition. The money, under the control of the Senate GOP, was used for military base retention, the implementation of recommendations for the Senate Task Force on Lyme and Tick-Borne Diseases, women's health services, and public protection grants. Among the recipients of the Senate's largesse, the Columbia County District Attorney's Office, $10,000, the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, $10,250, the Durham Police Department, $4,000, the Village of Catskill Police Department, $26,000, and the Athens Fire Department, $16,500. The grants dealing with tick-borne illness included $100,000 for SUNY Adirondack, most likely for research purposes. The grants addressing women's health included $150,000 for the University at Albany. The State Assembly also introduced resolutions Tuesday night authorizing grants for education, school-based health centers, and human services organizations. Those funds are controlled by the Assembly Democrats. And you can read the full stories at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For weather reports, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.